The opinions expressed on this program are solely those of the hosts and their guests, and may or may not be shared with the staff and management of this network.
Ghostly Talk!
Broadcasting from the world-famous Haunted Winery here in Warren, Michigan, this is Ghostly Talk on May 24th, 2000, whatever year it is, 9!
That's what happens when you share a paper. Ghostly Talk is independently produced every Sunday night from 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. Eastern Time to converse about all things paranormal. For more info, go to www.ghostlytalk.com.
It's all about being green here at GT.
Yeah, exactly.
Tonight, Jason Clyburn joins us to warm us up for the PCON 2009, and then we'll discuss the Shadow of Simon Magnus with Samuel Spolman. Mm-hmm. And then finally, we're going to discuss something that I cannot pronounce and how it relates to the paranormal with none other than Gene Lafferty. Ready for a do-over, if you wanted to do it over.
Well, yeah, the reason that Doug said that is because I'm looking at our archiver here on the Ghostly Talk broadcast server, and I thought it was an archiving to our machine, which is what our main, source of archiving, of capturing. That's what we use for you guys to listen to the archive shows. You know, we pull it right off the machine here. And that's what I edited off of, so I was a little nervous there for a second. I know I kept pushing the refresh button, and let's just do it again to make sure. Oh, there it is.
Yay.
It's good. It's working right away. I think it just got hung for a second there. It's too many things running here on the machine, I guess.
Tomorrow is Memorial Day.
Yeah, happy Memorial Day.
Yeah,
everybody. I hope everybody's having a fun weekend.
I wish I was. I had a great weekend up until a point.
We had fun. We actually hung out this weekend.
The last two nights have been definitely a salvation for me of sorts, because I got to get my mind off of work and
I don't know how, because you were quizzing me for my certification stuff.
But that was fun and interesting.
Doug's idea of fun is quizzing his friends when they're trying to get their IBM certifications. IBM, which I'm really sorry about that, because they are the New World Order, but what are you going to do?
Yeah. You know? What is code 121? We don't know.
It's a hardware error, I'm telling you.
Nobody knows.
How long do we spend on that one? A half an hour?
We called IBM.
Question.
IBM doesn't know. You call, they wouldn't tell us.
Yeah, they wouldn't tell.
It's not that they don't know. They just wouldn't tell.
We had to file a ticket. We would have had to file a ticket.
And I'm like, well, I'll go break a server, and I'll get right back with you.
It's exactly what he said, people out there.
It was. Exactly what I said. I hung up on the lady.
Let me let Nate Rips.
Oh.
Evil Jonathan, the unsung hero of Ghostly Talk.
Really?
Made us a spread last night that would choke a horse. It was wonderful. So we have to thank Jonathan for that. He fed us really good last night. And, Doug spent the 2 days with me, working for me, so I can go and be.
And we got you ready.
Yeah.
I think you're ready. You think you're ready. I know it.
I'm going to test this week, people, so we'll have news on that. Not next weekend, because we're not going to be here, by the way.
Oh, that's right.
We're going to be first at PCON. In Dayton, Ohio, out there.
And I hope a lot of people show up for PCON because they have put together, the Prodigy Paranormal Group and everybody has put together what a fantastic, you know, schedule of events.
Yeah.
And it's going to be a top-notch thing.
They got a lot of great speakers coming out.
Yeah.
Well, you know what? I don't want to steal Jason's thunder.
Right. We'll talk about that in the next 10
Jason Clyburn is going to be here from the Prodigy Paranormal Group to tell us all about PCON, which is going to be our first guest for the evening. And then we're going to actually be going over that same weekend. We talked to Jackie Carpenter last weekend, who told us about the Wisp Paranormal Expo. We're going to be out there. Now, here it's in the can. This is for sure, people. I don't know if I mentioned this last weekend or not, but I am going to be one of the volunteers Saturday night. It's going to be Saturday night at Mansfield Reformatory for the Wisp Paranormal Expo for the ghost hunt they're doing at Mansfield Reformatory. I'll be there with my little red light on my shoes and I hope they give me a shirt. I hope I can get a shirt. Scott, if you're listening, Mr. Sugal, I need a shirt. Hook me up. I'll pay for it. I don't care. So, yeah, I'm going to be there. I'm not sure what you guys are going to be doing just yet. That's kind of up in the air right now.
I think it involves wine, actually.
But I'll be there for sure. So you guys that are going to Wisp, I'll be there Saturday night. If you, I'm going to be a volunteer. So basically, that means you can come up to me anytime you want and ask where to go somewhere, and I'll show you where to go. And I hope to God I can remember. I should be able to.
I would be like, where's the bathroom?
Yeah. Well, the bathrooms are actually in the West Wing in the East.
Thank you very much.
There's going to be it's going to be a really good thing. So we have two conferences come up this weekend, which means we are not doing the show. We're going to be bringing back for sure. We'll be bringing back all the speaker presentations from PCON. That's all
awesome.
Been taken care of. So we'll have that up for you guys.
And many, many stories from Wisp.
Hopefully we do,
yeah.
From Wisp and all that fun stuff.
And hopefully some people get some good stuff at Wisp. And I know people are going to have a fantastic time at PCON.
Mm-hmm.
But Wisp, I hope people get some good stuff. And, and we'll be able to tell you about what we've seen and what people have told us about.
Yeah, so it should be a pretty interesting weekend. Now, Doug, I have to ask you, should I tell the expo story?
You do need to tell the expo story. But
well, I don't want
to
step all over you.
To explain why there's not...
the elephant in the room here.
Yes. Why isn't there a voice of reason keeping us in check?
Well, there is one, but she isn't talking.
No, she's in the chat room, and they're yapping it up in the chat room. But
my little bride sitting here tonight. Go ahead. Sorry.
No, Bonnie is not with us tonight.
She had to work.
She ended up having to work late, and of course... this is how important it was to work late.
Yeah.
The Red Wings game, which we all know over the past few weeks how important Red Wings games are, right?
Yeah.
The Red Wings game started at 3. She couldn't get off of work until 5:30.
Yeah.
Now that's an important work work day. So so it was very important for her to be at work.
Yeah.
And by the way, the Wings were up 5-1 when I left to come here.
Yeah, they're spanking them.
So
go Wings.
I have a feeling it's
or should
one
I say
game.
Go Wings, go Wings. That's just okay, my own interpretation. With the exception of Bonnie and anybody I know personally who loves the Wings and is a rabid Wings fan. Go Wings, go Wings. So, all right, cool. Anyways, okay. I don't want to. Is there
so I thought we'd have to say that.
No, that's good. Yeah, Bonnie will be with us next weekend if you want to come see us. Whatever. I don't know. She's still here. She hasn't been fired yet.
Right.
Ooh.
Right. Ooh.
I'm taking a shot for that one. Probably. I'll hear about that one. So okay. So should I tell the expo story?
Oh, you have to.
Okay.
You absolutely have to.
All right.
And then I want to tell my John Teeter story.
Well, that's where I'm afraid. I hope I don't run. Well, what we might do here. You know what? I think we can work with. Gene, at the end of the show here, maybe for some to get some time from him, maybe.
Okay.
So I'll discuss that with him. We'll see. That was kind of a last minute thing we had to work on with him.
Right.
On the show. So you know, maybe we can work. So we run out of time here. I want you to get that in because we had thought of the John.
But we're going to talk about something that I can't even pronounce with G.
It's going to be cool.
I know.
It's going to be cool.
I'm really, really happy about that.
All right. So, okay, I'll tell the. Is it cool if I tell the Expo story?
Yes.
Or do you want to do the John Teeter thing?
No, I want you to
do the Expo
because it was very, very. That's topical. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's newsworthy, topical kind of thing in this day and age.
Okay. All right. So, and I'm trying to, like, do the chat room thing, too, here.
Like, John Teeter, he's been around since 1991. So,
okay.
So this one.
This is topical. This is the news. Let me get the typewriter sound out so I can, you know, whatever. All right. Not a lot of people know.
It's bad, I know.
I have been laid off for a little while.
Yes.
News. I, you know, you don't like to tell everybody.
I heard a collective,
You don't like to tell everybody.
Right.
This isn't a pity party. A pity party at all. This isn't about that. Believe me, when we get to the end of this thing, you'll know.
Well, that's what happens when you contract. You go through 50
starts. Yep.
Yes,
this is what
exactly.
We do in our business, and stuff like this happens.
How
it happened
works.
To all. It's happened to you.
Yep.
It happened to me. It happened to all of us.
Everyone.
And in the meantime, we were mentioning kind of that's loosely tied in. We were talking about you were quizzing me this weekend because I'm getting ready to do my certifications to better myself. To
get,
you know, more education, more training. It's what it's all about. And these are big things. These aren't a joke. These are costing me $200 for this test. $200 for this test.
I think unemployment should pay for it.
They should.
Or Michigan Works.
Whatever. Yeah, they're not going to.
Call Michigan Works. Say, hey,
so,
I took a test. I passed. Give me money.
Okay. So anyway, so...
That's
I passed. Pay me.
That's what the application for the money looks like.
Okay.
Did you take a test? Yeah. Did you pass?
Yeah. No. They asked me, are you in training? I'm like, yeah, but you won't pay for it because there isn't some idiot saying, yeah, I'm training him. Maybe you should call him, Doug.
Oh, that would be good.
Yeah. This is my trainer. He's my apprentice. This is
I
my
spent
little paddle.
8 hours at $4,000 an hour.
Yeah. There we go. We got a score.
I like
we
that
work
plan.
A score out
I
here.
Like
yeah.
That plan.
So all right. Anyways, in the middle of all my training I've been doing with my time off, I obviously we've been looking for a new place to call home and that'll pay me gobs of money,
yeah.
Right? And I saw something about it, but then my mother calls and says, hey, I just saw something for, and I'm going to mention names because I don't really care if they got a problem with me saying this about them because I think they're a bunch of douches, all right?
Yes.
Bottom line.
I think you just set up the story. For
very nice,
yeah.
Yeah. Douchebag all the way around. Okay, so Good Morning America. The illustrious Good Morning America, we're all familiar with, it was sponsoring a job expo at Cobo Arena in Detroit, Michigan here. If you're a local listener, you'll know exactly what I'm talking about. And you'll, Cobo, what a mess.
I just felt a
if you're a Wings fan, you'll know Cobo.
I felt a million people shiver.
My mother calls and says, hey, you know, I just saw this thing. Maybe, and what they're saying on the thing is they are saying you need to get out there and talk to these people and see what's going on and get in their face and give them your resume personally,
right.
and which is, all sounds great.
Right. The marketing line is, you know, the internet's cool, but it's not personal.
Yeah, it's
not
personal.
It's not like going up to somebody, shaking their hand, handing them a resume.
Exactly, and
saying,
there's a face with this name.
I want a job. Yeah. I would like to work with you. Yes.
There's a face with this name. Exactly.
Yeah.
So she's like, you should really get in there, you know, get down there and see what's up. And I'm like, well, okay. So I was going to the library to study, actually, when she called me. I'm like, when I get back, I'll take a look at that. So I did. I'm like, yeah, this looks like an okay idea. The thing started at 6 a.m. So I'm like, well, hey, I'm going to show initiative, and I'll get there at 6 a.m.
Mm-hmm.
With a suit, my hair pulled back, the whole nine yards, man. Fresh shave, that whole thing. I'm like, I'm going to be up super early, right? So I went through the night before, went through all the companies that were going to be there, researched the companies, picked a handful of them out that I wanted to check out.
Good idea.
Other things, printed out 10 copies. If you want a copy of my resume, let me know. I'll mail one to you now. 10 copies of my resume. Put them in my bag, all that fun stuff. Got myself prepared and got myself, next day, 4:30 a.m.
I think you should put on the bottom of your resume, instead of references will be furnished upon request, I think it should say references will probably not return your phone call.
Yeah, exactly.
I love that plan.
Yeah, exactly.
My favorite thing on a resume.
So,
it's on mine.
Yeah. So I'm up at 4:30, do the whole thing. I don't have time to get to eat breakfast, which I need to eat. I don't have time to get coffee, which I got.
Right, because
coffee.
You know,
I gotta
now.
Get down there.
When you eat in the morning, it gets your metabolism going for the entire day.
Well, that's what breakfast is. You're breaking your fast.
Yeah, and that's what it's supposed to do. Way important. You wanted to get there. I don't blame you. This was an exciting event. You're ooh, I'm going to get in there, meet these people face-to-face. Hi, how are you
doing? I was excited. I was actually like, this is
yeah.
There was some big companies there.
Yeah.
That have big infrastructures and they need good IT people. So
yep.
I drive down there. I'm on the road at 5:30 in the morning. I get down there. I get there about maybe 5 or 10 minutes after 6. I was like, shucks, I was late. But that's all right. This isn't, you know, whatever. So as I'm pulling up, I see, and if you've been to Cobo down here in Detroit, it's a long building.
Yeah, it's very big.
And
for the Detroit International Auto Show.
Yeah.
Either
was.
Was held or will be held. I don't know.
Yeah,
but it's
yeah.
in limbo, but at mm-hmm. least it has been held there. Yeah.
So as I'm pulling up, I see nothing but a long line of people.
Yeah.
Just going to Alaska. I'm like, oh, my God. All right, so I pull in there, and they're free parking. That was their big thing. Good Morning America is picking up the parking for you for Michigan's unemployed. Okay, cool. Thank you. So I go and pull my car in there, grab my bag, tighten my tie up, throw the jacket on. I'm like, okay, looking good. I put in, you know, I staying alive starts coming to my head as I'm walking into the building, you know, John Travolta, whatever. And I get in line, and I meet a nice gentleman. We'll call him Mark. It wasn't his name, but we'll call him Mark. And real nice guy.
I call him Theodore.
Okay, you can call you call him Theodore, I'll call him Mark.
Theodore just sounds so...
so
Theodore, the third.
So we get to talking because it's a long... I'm like, well, we got a long line here, so we better get to know each other. So we had a nice conversation, really cool guy. And, you know, the line... We got in there about a quarter after, and the line moves slowly, right? And as we were getting towards the front, towards the entrance of the place, we see the news crews.
Yes.
And they are happy. They are so happy to see all of us, right?
We're doing good things for Michigan.
We're so happy to see you guys. This is great. And we're like, yeah, whatever, you know. It's 6 o'clock in the morning. Whatever. So there's on the left side of us in the line. There's the news crew with all the cameras and all the faux women over there. You know what they're setting themselves up. And on the right side is a little talent guy. I guess he's our little guide. And he's got his little headpiece.
Places, everybody, places.
Exactly, right? And he's like, okay, guys, what I want you to do is I want you all to come walking by, not fast, but not slow, and I want you guys to look like you're really excited to get into the expo. You really want to get in there when they turn the camera on in 3, 2, 1. No, I'm not going anywhere. I'm standing right here. I want to be on camera. If I saved a dog or a cat or a little kid from certain death, yeah, put me on camera. That's kind of cool, right? But I don't have a job, for God's sake. I don't want to broadcast that to everybody in town. What the hell? So I'm broadcasting it right now. Anyways, ironically enough, this is a good
all over
story.
The world.
This story has to be told, though.
Yeah.
Okay? It has to be told.
Yes.
So
topical.
It's important.
Important.
It's important. So I stand there. And so is my buddy Mark, just stand there, and the line just splits like the Red Sea now. And he's like, wah, 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 and they finish their thing, so they all come back to us now. You know, like, okay.
Because they weren't really
they
going
anywhere. They weren't really going anywhere.
Yeah.
We weren't going anywhere.
It
we
was just like for camera,
so,
yeah.
So next thing they want to do is now they're going to have the faux woman talk on the mic, you know, and have the camera kind of going down the line as she's walking down the line. And all
right.
These excited people into the Good Morning America Job Expo 2009, right?
Woo!
Right? And so I see her, and I'm like, oh, Christ. Oh, my God. I'm like, Mark, I'm turning around. I'm putting my head down. I'm looking at this paper. He's like, let me get in front of you. Let me get in your direction so she can't see me either. So I don't know if anybody saw this or not. I don't even know what station it was, to tell you the truth.
It might have been Good Morning America.
But
itself.
I hear the lady coming down. Ah, yeah. This is such a wonderful thing. We love Good Morning America. They're so wonderful to us. They're so good to all of us minions. It's great and all this stuff. And I hear her directly behind me. And all you're going to see is a big gorilla back with a jacket, a blue jacket, and a blue suit jacket on, and a ponytail. Right?
Right.
And I'm sitting there looking at my paper, looking at my paper, not reading it, just looking at it, right? And I'm like, Mark, is she right behind me? Yes, she is, Scott.
Oh, man.
Don't move a muscle. I'm like, it's so typical. He's like, I know, dude. I know it's so typical. So, whatever. I'm like, oh, God. So she got done with that thing, and I'm just like, I was waiting for her to say something, like, oh, yes. You know, like, which I would have been happy to tell her exactly
right.
Where to go at that time. So we get in there, and I got to hurry this thing up. I'm dragging this thing out way too long. We get to the front, and they give us the bag.
Yeah.
The white bag.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh, what? He's like, you know, and Mark's like, what's these things all about?
I'm
like, yeah. He's like, well, you go in here, you talk to people, and, you know, it's great. You'll love it, right? Now, mind you, it's starting to get warm. All these bodies. I got a 30-pound laptop bag on me because, you know, it's my man bag. I carry it everywhere I go. It's got everything in it. So now I have my man bag, and I have a white bag, paper
right.
bag. And the first thing you come into is, you know, pens, lifesavers, more pens, life. So I'm just grabbing handfuls. Just dumping them in the bag, right? And we get down to the end of the thing, and I'm like, well, that's really nice they brought a lifesavers. I don't understand that part. You'll find out why later. Get to the end of the thing, and, you know, me and my friend Mark, I'm like, well, it was very nice to meet you. Good luck to you, kind sir. You know, hopefully, maybe we'll bump into you when we're both employed. That'd be really cool. I'll have a drink then.
Well, hopefully not, because you know what job he was going for, so.
Yeah.
We don't bump into him.
Yeah, actually, good point. Yeah. Good point. So I get in there, and look around, I find the first company. The IRS.
Dun, dun, dun.
Exactly. And I'm like, well, okay, cool. And I walk into the thing, and I'm like, hey, how you doing? And there's all these. I mean, if you could get the dorkiest middle-aged men all together in one spot, they were there.
Wow.
All like, want a job. Really
now,
so
now,
I walk
now,
into the guy. I'm like, hey, dude, what's up? I pull my resume. I'm like, hey, what's going on? You know, this is what's up. And, yeah, here's my resume. Oh, he's like, you got a college degree? I'm like, yes, sir. He's like, well, you could be an IRS agent. I'm like, I don't want to be an IRS agent. I want to work on your computers. He's like, well, I'll take your resume. And then, here, take this thing right. I'm like, well, what kind of jobs do you guys have in IT? I'm just wondering. Well, no, take this form right here. You have to go to our website. Found that a bit ironic.
I know, because they had just said, you got to get out there. You got to meet people. You got to shake their hands. You've got to go face to face.
Exactly.
Face with the name.
Exactly. So I'm like, okay.
But you got to go to the website once you get there.
Well, thank you. I'll keep the resume part brief. Because that was just stupid.
Right.
And it's a waste of time. I went to the resume critiquing thing, though. And I had my resume ripped apart by somebody who just basically took the 15-minute resume course.
Yeah.
I guess she thought I was looking for an illustrious career at McDonald's or something.
Right,
so
right.
I'm like, I'll omit that whole part. She did tell me my resume was way too long, because that bears in with the story, too. Yeah. Your resume's way too long. You got too much stuff here. You know, you just have too much work experience. What's wrong with you? Right? So I go over to the Kelly Services tent.
Yes.
And I give Kelly Services a slap on the back here, because I went up there and a young lady came up to me. She's like, hi, how you doing today? I'm like, pretty good. And I'm like, well, she's like, are you interested in, you know, I'm like, yeah. I go, here's my resume. So she grabs, she's like, okay. And I'm like, well, I'm very sorry it's so long. And she's like, well, what do you mean it's so long? What's the problem? I'm like, well, the lady over there, the expert over there said my resume is way too long. It should only be one page. She's like, that's absolutely ridiculous. This is a perfect resume. It's got everything on here. It has your contacts. It has all your stuff, your schooling. Everything's on here. This is a perfect resume. I'd be happy to talk to you. Thank you very much. You're in IT? Yes, ma'am. Let me go take you to our IT person right now. I had a nice conversation with her. She'll call me. Anyways, so we move on. So I go.
She will forget your face by 5
yeah,
minutes
exactly.
After you.
Just to shore it up, right? So I go bumping around to the other places, right? I go up to another one. Hey, how you doing? What kind of jobs you got in IT? Well, we don't have, you know, you go to our website. Okay, thanks for the pens. Because right? I'm taking pens everywhere I go, right? Okay, come to the next thing. Yeah, hey, what kind of jobs do you have in IT? Oh, well, you got to go to our website. Okay, thanks. More pens in the bag. Right? And I realized why they were giving out lifesavers.
I want the IRS pen, by the way, today.
I think I got a few of those floating around.
Cool.
I realized why they gave us the lightsabers. The lifesavers. I want a job! No, they gave us why are they giving us these lifesavers? And I'm like, my mouth tastes kind of gross because, you know. So now I'm like throwing lifesavers in my mouth. Now, okay, we got to describe this part. We're running out of time. This is why I asked. I'm sorry, dude. The first thing you see when you walk in here is two brand new cars. You could have these two cars. Signs everywhere. Buy this crap. Buy that crap. Buy this crap. Buy that crap. This is the best crap. This is the worst crap. This is the most wonderful crap right here. And I'm like,
you need this crap.
Frito-Lay's there, and they're giving jobs out.
Yeah.
And they have samples for everybody. Try our Frito-Lay samples. They're like, oh, great.
I want barbecue.
I just keep going down from one thing to another. Yeah, what kind of jobs you got? I'll go to our website. What kind of jobs you got? Go to our website. What kind of okay.
So now you've got a bag
now
of
I have
pens.
Now I have a 40-pound bag of pens, yeah. A 30-pound laptop bag. I am breaking a sweat from hell, right? I bump into a friend of mine, a friend of the family. We talk for a few minutes, and she goes and gets me more pens, actually. She goes, I found you a highlighter. Oh, thanks. Great. Now it's 45 pounds. Great. So, again, I'm trying. I gotta abbreviate this some more. So I literally, I don't want to talk about the police thing. That was just ridiculous.
Right, right.
But it was funny. But
funny.
If you see me at a conference, ask me about the expo thing, I'll tell you the whole story personally. I don't want to get into that thing. But I was just like, this is absolutely insane. Every tent I've went to or table I've went to are telling me to go to their websites. Why did I get out of bed? Why did I get out of bed at 4:30 in the morning to get down here when I could have just done all this crap online? This is absolutely ridiculous, right?
So that they could have some good news bites.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So I'm like, I finally got to the point, I'm like, I just can't take this anymore. I'm sweating to death. I haven't eaten. I haven't had any coffee. I'm imploding. I'm going to fall over here. So
you waited 40 minutes or more in line.
Yeah. So, okay. You know, and there's advertisements everywhere. I think I made that very clear. So I'm leaving. I go, and maybe I can get a cup of coffee on the way. It's just something to wake me up a little bit. So on my way out, I find they have a coffee stand, right? Well, another thing I gotta mention too, they have this huge room, this gigantic room.
Oh, that's right.
This absolutely gigantic place to work with.
That they drive cars into.
They drive trucks into. Yes. They drive planes into this thing, for God's sake, if they want to. Well,
yes.
That didn't sound right. No.
But they probably could.
They
could tow a plane.
Throw one in there and just show it off.
Push
not
it in
driving.
Or whatever they
do. And they filled up, they jammed all these things right in the one corner of the place.
Right.
So you couldn't move. You could not move. And I found the back way out behind the Kelly Services tent, so I was like, okay, cool, I'm going to slide out there, right? I find a coffee stand right there inside the place. I'm like, oh, coffee, cool, right? So I walk up there, I'm like, yeah, hey, man, can I just give me a small black coffee, and I'll be on my way, man. No problem at all, man. $3.
Wow. All these unemployed folks paying $3 for a small coffee.
$3.
Wow.
I didn't have the energy to argue or make a scene.
Right.
Much like the resume critiquing lady, because I had a lot of choice words for her.
Yeah.
But I'm like, fine. I am not poor by any means. Take my $3. And I have to mention also, he's like, he put the cap thing on there. He's like, let me put a cap on there for you, man. I'm like, oh, thanks. You know, isn't that what you're supposed to do? You're a barista, right? You know, what you're supposed to do? You know, I just have to put a cap on there, make sure, you know, you don't want any coffee come out there. I just want to make sure you're kidding. Well, you better, goddammit. I just paid $3 for this coffee.
Yeah, I don't want a single drop of that liquid gold to spill.
Yeah. So I just cut out of there. Now I'm walking down the thing, laptop bag, white bag, trying to balance a coffee because it will spill.
Oh, yeah.
Got in the car. Put on my book on tape and left.
Good idea.
And I beat the clock too, thank God. Point of this whole thing is that Good Morning America can straight up kiss my behind.
Wow.
Anybody involved with that thing can kiss my behind, okay? You took advantage of the unemployed workers of Michigan for your advertising. That's all you did. So you could move a couple more things that nobody can afford.
Mm-hmm.
Your scumbags. And you will get yours.
You're unemployed. Buy this new car.
I am absolutely appalled. I was appalled by what I saw. And if you don't see that, if you were there and you don't see that, you're a fool. Because that's what went down there. They took advantage of our feelings, of our desperation in some of our cases, to get a job, to peddle their wares.
Mm-hmm.
For something that we can't afford right now, because a lot of people cannot afford. They're living paycheck to paycheck. Or unemployment check.
Exactly.
You will get yours. It was appalling. It was criminal. And the news made it out like it was the second coming of Christ. Because you know what? Motor City Casino had another one this weekend, too. And the same crap went down there, I guarantee you.
Oh, absolutely.
Guarantee you.
Absolutely.
So there you go, guys. I hope all you people that went down there, I hope you, if you are listening to this show, I hope you take into account what I'm saying.
Although it is in Motor City Casino's best interest that you have a job. Because if you do get disposable
income, so I can go
income,
work for them and then give it back to them.
Yeah, if you get some disposable income, you can always.
Yeah, you know what? And half the problem with this state right here is just that, because these people spent all their money down there, and when they got laid off, they don't have any money.
No, they got into mortgages that they couldn't afford.
That's a whole different thing. It's either one of that or whatever.
And
frivolous spending across the board, and now they're taking advantage of
the credit card companies with their really odd ways of jacking up interest rates, et cetera, et cetera. So it was a snowball. It wasn't just casinos.
I'm just saying that's one of those things.
It's one of the things.
But. Kiss my ass, Good Morning America. Bottom line, if one of the affiliates are upset, I'm sorry, but I had to get that on the board here. I'm not happy. They took advantage of a lot of people down there. Good people, hardworking people, to peddle their wares. Now we'll talk to Jason about the project.
But it was a fun story. It was a really, really.
It's funny, yeah. But I'm upset now.
And now, but now you know how to go job hunting.
Yeah, do it on the computer.
Online. Sit there online. Go to the.
Get a friend that can get you a job, because that's how about 95% of us have gotten our jobs. There's my hiring advice to you right there. Find somebody who's in who can vouch for you, and don't screw them. Bottom line.
Right.
There you go. Michigan people out there.
Show up for your job. Do your job. Don't get fired, hopefully.
Yeah, don't get fired. All right. This is a paranormal show, isn't it? Paranormal.
Well, it will be.
It will be now.
Yes.
Coming up, we're going to be talking to Jason Clyburn from the Prodigy Paranormal Group.
Exactly.
About Peacock. It's going to be really cool. I hope you guys enjoy that. Let's take a break here because I have to go and take one of my heart pills. We'll be right back after this.
All right, listen up, everybody. I'm Dee Snider from Twisted Sister. Yeah, you know me from Strangeland and the House of Hair and TV and Stardust on Screen. And you're listening to Ghostly Talk. Know that.
Wow, I keep shaking this ball, and all I get is the number 8. Where's the snow? I told my psychic I wanted to know if I was going to win the lottery, and she asked me for the numbers. The death card keeps showing up in this deck. Maybe I should get a reflector on my scooter. I keep dreaming about frogs leaping into my bed. This book says I'm just horny. Having a bad day at the Wheel of Fortune? KarmaCast has answers. Check out KarmaCast.com for show listings and time. KarmaCast.com is a division of Mayhem Media.
Predator! Jesus is killing you. Will not find me easy to kill.
Shadow governments, strange rituals, new world
shadow
order,
governments, strange
buried treasures,
new
planetary mind control,
military
corruption,
shadow governments, strange rituals, new world order, buried treasures, planetary mind control,
corporate interests,
Out there. It's a strange world.
Visit OutThereRadio.net for more information.
This is Ghostly Time.
All right, let's get into this. I'll quit my complaining, my whining.
Yay. I just wanted to cheer.
Yay. This is Ghostly Talk. I'm Scott.
I'm Doug.
And Amber's here, too. Say hi, Amber.
Hi.
Amber's in the chat room hanging out.
She knows what she's told very well.
Amber, say hello to the listening audience of four people.
No, I'm going to get slapped.
Amber, only person Amber slaps is me.
Yeah.
She don't lay a hand on anyone else. She grabbed your butt last night, as a matter of fact.
Well, that's true.
No, I literally touched it.
You grabbed a handful. Doug's got a butt like I do. There's no butt there.
It's like
I'm sure I've grabbed a handful before, but...
Yeah.
I don't keep a log.
Yeah. We're going to, next weekend, we mentioned earlier this half hour. Nice, Doug. You grabbed the wrong thing to read. I love that.
Yeah.
Next weekend we're going to be at one of the wonderful conferences we're going to be at. We've been looking forward to this for such a long, long time. Is the PCON. PCON 2009. Go ahead.
Dayton, Ohio.
Mm-hmm.
I want to direct everybody to the website. The website, www.theprodigygroup.org, which,
mm-hmm,
of course, is linked up and has been,
mm-hmm,
at ghostlytalk.com.
Yeah, yeah. And we have Jason Clyburn here, who's been here a bunch of times. Jason, how you doing tonight?
I'm all right, guys. How you doing?
Pretty good, yeah. And again, thanks for joining us here. And we just basically
thanks for having me.
Oh, no problem. And you know, again, we have to say we're so looking forward to seeing you guys. We're going to be out there for the meet and greet on Friday night to hang out with everybody. And I'm just, depending on how my week, my day goes on Thursday at 12 p.m. for my certification work, I'm either going to be celebrating or I'm going to be drinking. it'll be in celebration or in sorrow, one of the two. But we're all going to have a good time, get together. What's going on? Tell us about PCON. Tell everybody about PCON.
All right, PCON. Yeah, sounds like we're nuts, right? Yeah, we are. PCON is short for the Prodigy Paranormal Conference, PCON 2009. Yes, this is our first conference under the Prodigy flagship, although we have been involved with other conferences in the past under other group names and so on and so forth.
Mm-hmm.
What's making this year a little bit different than other conferences we've either A, have been host of, or we've been a part of in some way, shape, or form, is that we have a meet and greet the night before, where if somebody has a booth, whether you're a guest speaker, such as you folks, or somebody who's a vendor, which is another group coming in to advertise and this type of thing, you come in the night before and you can set up your booth, but we're going to have a little something else extra there for you. Not a lot of places throw free food and free booze. Drinks. Direction and have like a pre-conference party. Usually the party is afterwards. I'm sorry, the get-together is usually afterwards. So that's one of the things we're doing different this year, is that one thing is the Prodigy Group has always been one for networking. Mm-hmm. And that's what we want to do. And that's the big thing we want to get out of our conference. One, we want to network with other groups. And the reason we want to network with other groups is if Prodigy has a piece of the paranormal puzzle, so to speak, and so does Ghostly Talk or Michigan's Other Side or who have you, mm-hmm. if we put these pieces together, hey, we're going to put the puzzle together and maybe get some answers.
Yeah, I agree.
And secondly, networking is going to do nothing more than help the people who need our help. Say, for instance, at these conferences, it's usually like a trade show-like atmosphere. You walk in the door, and there's all these different booths you can go up to, and people might have things for sale, or somebody has Hawaiian-shaped ice to buy, you know, just to, you know, to pass the time with. One of the things we really want to stress on is getting the public out, because the more the public that knows about groups like ours,
mm-hmm.
If somebody has some kind of issues in their home or business, they know who they can get a hold of. They don't have to go with the same cookie-cutter group that they've gone to in the past. If they want a different set of eyes looking at things, or if they want a group that comes in that says, hey, we got these folks over in Circleville, Ohio, or in Detroit, Michigan, that'd be interested in helping you out, too. Maybe, you know, we could get more people looking at the situation. We can help you better.
Mm-hmm.
And that's one of the things you see very seldomly in the paranormal field. And I don't know why, but a lot of the groups I've tried to network with, they act as if what they're doing is some type of trade secret, and they hoard their information and say, hey, this is ours. Well,
those are what we refer to, Jason, as gatekeepers. They're gatekeepers
right.
of information. They're not sharers. They're gatekeepers of information.
Yeah.
They're not.
One word for it.
Yeah.
the nice word. Yeah. What you can say on that.
Well, yeah, exactly. Well, wait a minute. Judging by last half hour, I mean, we've opened up the floodgates now. It might get
even more.
We won't go any further than that. But I understand what you're saying, though, completely, Jason.
And the only people that suffer from that type of behavior is the general public who need help,
mm-hmm.
that want answers. They have kids and they're afraid for their kids, even though their kids might not be afraid. Gosh, anybody who's had a niece or a nephew, nonetheless a child of their own, when you worry about them, that's just as bad.
Mm-hmm.
It is, you know, knowing that they're scared.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if there's something that they may be afraid of without them even knowing. Like, say, for instance, if we revert back to the movie, and this is what really sparked my interest in paranormal, is the movie The Entity itself.
Oh, God.
Yeah, the woman in this movie had all these different things going on in her life, and what did she do? She worried about her kids more than herself.
Mm-hmm.
And we don't want other people falling in that same kind of situation.
Well, especially in a situation, with The Entity, that was a very, very extreme and disturbing case. I can honestly say it was probably one of the main things that got me into the paranormal
yeah.
also was that, 'cause that is just a fascinating story.
Absolutely.
Tell us about, now, we talked about the get-together stuff, you know, and stuff like that, but what I see on the list here, maybe we've discussed this, but I have to ask you, what is the EVP bar?
EVP bar, well, we know what a bar is. We pull it to a bar, and sometimes we might have a drink or two, we might not. Well, instead of pouring a glass of something, you're grabbing a set of headphones, and you're listening to EVPs that we've captured from previous investigations. And one of the things that we stress on is that just because we hear something doesn't mean everybody else does, or because we don't hear something, somebody else might not hear something.
Mm-hmm.
And then, again, it's about sharing of information. So what you can do, and it's really cool the way the venue's set up, it's an actual bar. So when you expect a guy to grab a bottle of bourbon or something, but instead you're getting some headphones. And you have a list of EVPs you can click and choose to listen to. And what makes it really nice is we're going to have more than one monitor, so you know you don't have to worry about a wait.
Mm-hmm.
You can have a seat, and maybe we will have some kind of refreshments, not the adult kind of beverages or refreshments. We'll have something there to help ease the pain of having to listen to our EVPs. But very interesting. EVPs too. Like a lot of times you hear about, well, I used a certain piece of software to enhance the voice so you can hear it better. Well, yeah, that's great. But a lot of the stuff that we have, it's like plain everyday conversation. It's not something you have to listen really carefully. You might just hear it. You hear it without even trying in those cases. And that falls back on the different type of equipment that we use to capture EVP.
Are you looking for submissions still for that thing, Jason?
I'm sorry?
I mean, as far, because I know Doug and I got a couple of doozies that we've been riding on for about, what now, 5 years now, Doug?
Pretty much.
We've got a couple of EVPs that we've been using, as you know, using here on the show and stuff like that for at least 5 years. If you want us to bring them with us, I mean, they're on the web, so we don't really bring them with us. We just take, we bring our laptops with us. And we get them off of there. So, yeah, we might be able to.
Seeing that you're going to be at the meet and greet, that would be a perfect place to do it.
Yeah. We can let people check those out at the EVP bar if you want.
Yeah. And what's nice, too, about the meet and greet is not going to be open to the public. It's going to be open to our special guests and our vendors, our guest speakers, and basically anybody who has a behind-the-scenes hand in PCON.
Okay.
So if you're a guest speaker, such as you guys, or Bishop James Long, or any one of our other guest speakers, or folks that are going to have booths, they're allowed to come in and set up and do their thing. And what I think is nice is at a meet and greet, you can get to meet the folks that you're going to be working next to the next day. So it's not like, oh, I know who this guy is, but I don't really know him.
Yeah.
You're going to get a chance to know them. You're going to get to rub elbows, maybe have a drink or two. I mean, have some fun. And
we've been in that situation too, Doug. We've been to a few conferences where, you know, it wasn't that we were just, you know, it just never happened. You know what I mean? There's been people sitting across from us or next to us where we're just like, okay, well, we're just kind of doing our thing and they're just kind of doing their thing. And it makes things a little bit more fun if you know what's going on and maybe you've gotten to know the people around you too. So I agree.
And again, that helps with the networking.
Mm-hmm. Completely.
Yeah, but as far as EVP bar, yes, is concerned, there'll be actually one of two of our members at any given time running the booth. Now, Matt Jones, who's also, he also heads the Dayton Paranormal Project. He's also one of the founding members of the Prodigy Group. He'll be involved with the EVP booth, as well as a good friend of yours and mine, David Mahan.
Oh, yeah, that's our boy, Dave.
Yeah.
That's our buddy. Let's talk about the speakers for a second also. Who do you have lined up? I mean, it's a great list of people. I can't wait for people to hear about this.
Oh, yeah. Well, opening things up at 11 a.m. is going to be Bishop James Long. Of course, most of us should know him as probably the go-to paranormal clergyman in our industry.
Well, he's the only bishop that I've ever heard him call somebody an ass or a jackass before. When we had him on the show... he was doing that, and it was just blowing our minds.
any bishop that says that, that says that somebody's an ass or refers to them in that type of
context
description.
Yeah,
that's my kind of bishop.
Who else we have coming?
Well, Bishop Blom, he's actually part cahoots with a group called After Dark Investigation.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
From After Dark, joining us at noon is Michael Esposito. He's a technical specialist. And that's what his topic will be on, technical situations in the field,
mm-hmm.
as far as equipment and so forth, EVP. Now, we did have a little change up in our roster, which we have on our website. And at 1 o'clock, we're actually going to have Jeff Walmsley. Jeff Walmsley, as we all know, is...
Mothman. Well, he's not the Mothman, but he does the Mothman.
Guys, he's incognito as Jeff Walmsley. As we all know, he's the gentleman who basically got the Mothman Festival up on its feet and has turned it into what it is today.
Absolutely.
And that's out of Point Pleasant, West Virginia. And he's going to be on hand to talk about the Mothman and different stories that revolve around him. Following Jeff Walmsley at 2 is going to be Alicia Rubin. Alicia is one of the founding members of the Prodigy Group, and her topic is going to be the psychology behind ghost hunting. What intrigues people, what pushes them along the way to pursue the paranormal field, and basically what makes them tick.
Mm-hmm.
Now, originally, Dan, who I mentioned already, he's actually the other founder. David and I, we're the co-founders of the group. He originally was going to have a workshop, information tech practices and ghost hunting. Well, what we decided to do is he's going to have his own booth where he's going to be doing an ongoing day, all day long workshop for anybody who would like to come up and basically give the one-on-one attention someone in that field deserves.
What a fantastic idea.
Well, and if you've ever seen Dave at Mothman, the first year we were at Mothman, he was one of the guest speakers with a previous member of ours. I think that he's going to flourish in this atmosphere, let's put it that way.
Absolutely.
Dave's a good guy. All right. Yeah, that's actually a fantastic idea for him. I think that's going to be really cool to see him in action. Yeah.
Absolutely. And originally, I was going to have my workshop at 3 o'clock, but my workshop is probably going to go on at 2 o'clock, which was David's his slot. My workshop is, and for those of you who don't know, I'm a professional photographer.
Mm-hmm.
And I have been for years. I teach photography. My day job is revolves around photography other than just being a photographer. But one of the things that I've seen over the years, I'm a professional photo finisher, is things that happen during the processing of film or in digital processing for that matter that happens through either A, bad photography, B, miscommunication between how you shot the picture in the lab, who was making the pictures. But regardless, there are all kinds of everyday things that happen that can be identified or misidentified as paranormal anomalies in your photographs as well as video.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what my workshop is going to revolve around. It's going to be a very hands-on workshop as far as I'm going to pick on people and not everybody, just, you know, the folks that I can build rapport with and, you know, they're the more annoying folks. I'm not going to pick on the guy that's, you know, basically crying inside and looks like he's like a, you know, scared little mouse. Of course, he's at a PCon. But, you know, I'm not going to pick on people, obviously. But, you know, I'm going to try to get people involved and get them, you know, ready to go out and take pictures and expect to see things and be able to identify them.
And that's something that's sorely needed. And it's an ongoing topic, I think. I think people, and, you know, I know we here on the show, we kind of get uptight about a lot of things with the growth of the paranormal. One of the positive things I do see is that people like yourself and a lot of other people are starting to go, look, we need to start doing workshops. We need to start talking to people. We need to start really knowing what the difference is between maybe something that truly is anomalous or is maybe just some dust or something like that or whatever it may be.
That's just it. The whole idea is that we're going to be here to help people, and that's what my workshop's all about. I want to help people. And the whole idea is, my idea for the workshop started with this. I used to have a really high influx of people emailing me their pictures saying, hey, look at this ghost, or look at this. And no one can figure out what it is. And I look at it, and I say, I wonder what shutter speed they shot the picture at. And when they answer the question, that's a highly fast objects like an insect flying with a real slow shutter speed, you're going to get a blur. It's like shooting pictures in a gymnasium. If there's a kid running up the court getting ready to do a layup and you shoot at, you know, a second shutter speed, you're going to have a blur. Same thing with airborne dust particles, insects, you name it. And that's one of the things I really want to stress on is I'm not here to shoot anybody down and burst their bubble. You know, I don't want to do that. What I want to do is send them into the field with knowledge as their tool or their weapon so that they can identify things more clearly.
Mm-hmm.
Now, a new addition to our lineup of guest speakers who will be going on at 3 o'clock is going to be Jody Cook. He is from the Cincinnati area of Ohio, and he has been featured on Monster Quest with the Eastern Ohio Grassman.
Mm-hmm.
He is Bigfoot researcher from Ohio, and he will be there on hand to lecture about all things Bigfoot related.
Does he do the, because there's like an annual Bigfoot hunt in Ohio, isn't there?
Yeah, that's going to be, I think he did have something to do with that at one point in time, but I'm not sure exactly how involved he was. But I know he did go to the conference, which was just a couple weeks ago.
Oh, cool. Okay.
And he was telling me, I was speaking with him on the phone a couple weeks ago, and he was telling me a really cool story about something he may be bringing. And I don't want to let all of our...
He's this is a really big foot. No,
so,
I know, that's
what
just a joke. But yeah, he... I'm looking forward to it, because, you know, I went Bigfooting that one time. I really can't wait.
What's he bringing now? What is he bringing now that Doug is done? What's he bringing?
This. If you go duck hunting, what do you throw in the water to attract other ducks?
Duct tape.
My brother.
Yeah. Are you going to throw in some decoy ducks? Now, if we keep our fingers crossed, we might have a decoy Bigfoot.
Ooh, I want my picture taken with the Bigfoot decoy. That would be
I'm
awesome.
Right here with you.
Yeah. That's actually right an interesting, you. Interesting idea, though, if you get an actual decoy of another Sasquatch.
Uh-huh.
You put some lipstick on it, you know, a nice dress.
Yeah. Well,
make sure you, the whole thing with putting a bikini on Bigfoot, on a decoy Bigfoot, is how do you trim for the bikini line?
Right. It's got to be very, very difficult. But you know right. what you can't do? You can't, like, do you remember GHI versus Bigfoot?
Yeah.
And that one lady was making that owl sound?
Ooh-wee!
Yes.
Something like that. Yeah.
And I'm like, okay, that's an owl sound. And I even went and found the owl that makes that sound. Like, I didn't go up and say, you know, hey,
but did she ever
can you make your sound? I found a recording of owl, different recordings of different owls, and one of them is that. I mean, it's an owl sound.
Okay.
She's trying
funny
to attract
story
people
about,
with an owl.
Funny story about owls. We did an investigation, an overnight investigation at a park where people had heard weird noises, and I had no idea what it was. And one of the stories was there was a woman who had been brutally murdered there, and for decades, people thought the sound was the ghostly voice of her getting murdered.
Ooh. And it was a screech owl or something?
Oh, God.
Debunked it as a barred owl.
A barred owl.
We only got a couple minutes here, unfortunately, Jason, but how, you know...
Well, I'll tell you what.
Yeah.
I'm going to scoot right through the rest of our lineup real quick.
Yeah.
Now, the time that I mentioned for Jody was 3. He's actually going to be on at 4.
Mm-hmm.
And... I don't. You might know these guys, Scott, Owen, Doug.
I've heard of them.
Yeah, I know. I'm not too sure about these guys. A
couple of yutzes.
What's ahead?
A couple of yutzes, straight up. A couple of chuckleheads.
Well, they're scheduled to be there at 5 o'clock.
Mm-hmm.
And at 6 o'clock, and I don't want to call him our premier guest speaker, but I tell you what, once I heard this guy speak, I knew I had to have him at the Econ. That's Jim Willis.
Oh, God.
I can't wait.
Jim is...
He's author of Weird Ohio, and he's with the Ghost of Ohio out of Columbus. And actually, I had a chance to chat with Jim. And, you know, I'll be honest with you, I heard him speak long before this, but last year at Mothman, I had to go on stage before Jim. And I'll be honest with you, Jim, ever since the first time I heard him speak, he's become my personal mentor as a speaker. And I'm thinking, you know what? This is like a garage band going on before... Motorhead or something, you know?
Right.
I mean, come on. But luckily, I think there was only 5 people in the audience that day. Oh, I didn't fare too horribly. Now, the festivity is going to wind down shortly after, but the whole idea is that we're here to help people, and if people want to stay and mingle and talk with us and have questions for us, we're going to be there to do that.
Fantastic. And then we're all going to, I know me, we're going to have to, our thing is we have to get over to Whisper and cut a little earlier. We're going to stay as long as we can. But,
absolutely.
Yeah, but how do people, there's still a week to go here. How do people, can they still sign up for the event?
Absolutely. All they have to do is they can do one of two things, actually. They can visit our website, www.theprodigygroup.org.
Mm-hmm.
And there's actually links set up to send me emails at PR@, or you can email me directly, PR for public relations, @theprodigygroup.org, either way, and we can still register for tickets or the workshop or anything else as far as questions are concerned. As far as tickets, this is the beautiful thing. We're not trying to make a killing off of this thing like other events. Basically, it's $15. It gets you in the door, and that's everything. You have to get the workshop,
yeah.
$15.
Okay. Wow.
And, yeah, like I said, it's a bargain. And if you're a vendor, you can come in the night before and set up. You can come in the next day. You're ready to go.
Mm-hmm.
And we do have a couple booths left for vendors if anybody's interested. And they can contact us through the website the same way.
Fantastic. It's going to be a great event. I know we're going to be down there. Again, it's PCON 2009 at the Dayton FOP Hall in Dayton, Ohio. And you can go to theprodigygroup.com. Yeah, the Prodigy. I always screw this up, Jason. Theprodigygroup.org for more info on that. So definitely check that thing out. Jason, hang on the line. We got to go to break here. We're like button up right against the end of the hour here. So hang tight for 1 second. Okay, don't leave us just yet. Thank you, Jason, for being here again. We always love having you on the show, man.
Yeah.
Hang tight for 1 second. Yeah, thank you, Jason. Hang on for 1 second. Can I go to break?
Yes, and coming up.
What's coming up? Yeah, what's coming up?
Samuel Spellman, we're going to talk about, wow. This is like so interesting. You've just got to stay tuned and listen to Samuel Spellman, because this is, it blew my mind when I read the show notes. You guys, all music here on Ghostly Talk is, of course, independent music, so give it a listen.
For more info, visit ghostlytalk.com.